So just to set the table here, remind us of what this commission is doing.
Sure. So the commission launched in May by the Trump administration, and its stated goal is to study election processes and laws. But given the conspiracy theories that have been proffered by President Trump and his allies, including the commission's co-chairman, Secretary of State Kris Kobach, a lot of people have been worried that it will be used to advance more restrictive voting laws and to lend credence to unfounded claims about voter fraud. Now, Gardner, for his part, has said that he's going in with an open mind, and he's pushed back on some of the claims that Kobach has made specifically. But Gardner says he does hope that in the end, this panel helps to kind of improve public confidence in elections.
And so you wanted to know more about Bill Gardner's role.
Right. So I filed a records request recently. I asked the Secretary of State's office for documents, emails, and other records related to Gardner's work on the commission. And on Friday night, I got an email from Gardner's personal AOL account, which included a link to hundreds of pages of those files that fall under that category. And in the email, the secretary wrote, quote, "Although I view my role on the commission as being in my personal capacity, I nonetheless wanted to provide you whatever documents I have related to my work on the commission."
And you also received another batch of records from the Secretary of State's office, right?
Right. So then on Monday, the Secretary of State's office turned over hundreds more pages of emails and other documents. And what's interesting is that in those emails, it looks like the office tried to deny earlier requests from reporters and other groups who also sought records related to Gardner's work on the commission. And the office claimed that they weren't related to Gardner's official function as Secretary of State and therefore weren't government records under New Hampshire law. They since seem to have acquiesced, at least when it comes to providing those records to people.
So what Gardner and his office are saying is that he's doing this as Bill Gardner, not Bill Gardner, Secretary of State of New Hampshire.
Right. That's my understanding, which is interesting for a few reasons. First, it's a fine line to walk because Gardner is obviously chosen for the commission because of his expertise in elections, which, of course, comes directly from his role as Secretary of State. The second one is that at least one other commission member in a similar position, Maine Secretary of State Matt Dunlap, has taken the opposite approach. So the news outlet ProPublica talked to him a few weeks ago, and Dunlap said that he's been deliberately forwarding all emails about the commission to his government email, even if someone contacts his personal email, because he wants to make sure that they are available under his state's public records law. And third, some of the emails that Gardner and his office shared show state workers completing commission-related work, apparently on state time.
Maybe I can ask also, what kind of commission-related work are we talking about?
Sure. So it's kind of a mix. In a lot of cases, the emails show staff assistants in Gardner's office forwarding news articles, press releases, or other research to the White House official who's acting as the point person for the commission. And in those cases, the subject line or the first line of those emails read from Secretary Gardner. Mm-hmm. There are also emails that show Secretary Gardner sought security clearance for two staff attorneys to attend commission meetings with him, and that staff assistants were involved in completing paperwork related to that. And ahead of the commission's meeting in New Hampshire in September, a few emails show staffers passing along a PowerPoint presentation, agenda, and other documents to the White House on Gardner's behalf.
Okay, so the takeaway here, even though Gardner says he's only on this commission in a personal capacity, his office has been used, at least in some cases, to do work related to the commission.
Right.
Okay. And you said there were hundreds of documents released. What else was turned over?
So a lot of administrative paperwork, a lot of emails, postcards, and notes from people who were calling in with complaints, in some cases praise, but mostly complaints about Gardner's role on the commission and the decision to share New Hampshire voter checklists with the panel. And there was also an email from one of the cybersecurity experts that Gardner asked to testify at the September meeting. He thanked Gardner for the opportunity, but he asked not to be listed as an official consultant in the commission's work without final approval because he had some concerns that the panel might not be focusing on the right priorities.
All right. Well, Casey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you can read more of Casey McDermott's reporting on Gardner's office and his work on the commission at our website, nhpr.org.